Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
All right, I like this topic here. We're going to get to the Pettycast is loaded at the top of the hour. If you're new to the Pettycast, this is when Seth and I either ourselves get petty with things that went on in the NFL this weekend or around sports in general, or we play some of the greatest petty quotes and sound bites from the weekend.
Yes.
We enjoy it, and we ask that you participate as well.
Yeah, we just give ourselves free license to be the worst human beings that are inside of us. We strip away all barriers.
That's right.
We let our petty flag fly.
That's it, man. So we're going to do that at the top of the hour. I love this. This is a short video that the Fox crew did, best QB now and best QB in 3 years. Rob Gronkowski, Terry Bradshaw, Charles Woodson, and Julian Edelman are the four voices you're going to hear. Ben, is it possible to pause after each one? Can we do that? Okay, let's do that. So let's start off here. Best quarterback now and best quarterback in 3 years. Who do we agree with here? Let's start with Gronk.
The best quarterback today is no doubt Patrick Mahomes. You can't even question that. And the best quarterback that will be in the NFL in 3 years is either going to be Patrick Mahomes still or C.J. Stroud. He's up and coming. He may take the reign.
All right. So we like Gronk so far.
I like Gronk's critical thinking skills too.
Yeah,
that's that he didn't forget that. Oh yeah, Pat Mahomes will still be up there. Mm-hmm. That's a good job.
Yeah.
You know what? That was thinking Gronk instead of the producer saying like, "Hey Gronk, how about we dress you up in a tutu and you pretend you think you're a hippo?" Yeah, just like, okay, cool. I like that. I like that take, Gronk.
We're going to, a little tease ahead, Gronk shows up again in the Pettycast. We're not getting petty at Gronk, but he shows up again in the Pettycast in a very funny way. So Gronk, I agree, like, there's only one correct answer right now, and to me it's Mahomes, but the 3 years thing is really interesting. Still Mahomes is a very valid answer, but I like that he got CJ in there too. C.J. Stroud. All right, let's get to Terry Bradshaw.
Mahomes. I say that because winning Super Bowls is the number one thing with me. I can list 2, 3, 4 other guys I love, but it's winning, all about winning. The best guy in 3 years, Daniels with Washington, from what I've seen after 3 weeks at quarterback, I think he's going to be a difference maker.
Man, I don't...
Okay.
All right. Okay. Now, yeah, I retract all credit. Now I'm going to blame the producers. You can't, once Bradshaw realized he could go all Clyde on this and just repeat what the guy in front of him said, Mahomes is too easy. He should have said, if it's not Mahomes, who's going to be the best quarterback in 3 years?
Oh, yeah. That would have been good. Okay. Well, just to give you the idea of the video, they're not all four sitting there next to each other. They kind of walked around the office and shot four separate videos. So it's not.
He heard Gronk's take.
He may have. Yeah, he may have. Jaden, what do you think about Jaden Daniels for his pick right there?
I think, I would say, listen, Bradshaw, I don't know if you've been watching football as long as I have, but I've seen many a rookie phenom in the first 5 weeks of the season, especially when you're in an offense like Cliff Kingsbury's. Give it a little bit of time. Let this breathe a little bit before you go stamping them up above guys that have actually played an entire NFL season.
You're the only one I've heard say, I think it's a really good take, you're the only one that I've heard say this in amidst Daniels mania that's going on right now is for everybody to kind of like slow down. There might be a shelf life to a Cliff Kingsbury offense.
I feel like everybody in Arizona is probably screaming it right now.
Probably so.
Tendencies emerge. He has a tendency to. The biggest thing with Kingsbury is people point out how his scheme doesn't evolve schematically over the course of the season, but a lot of it is. And maybe this was more of a weakness when he was a head coach. His receivers get lazy and they're not running their secondary routes hard, and just guys know that they're not an option on routes because it's so much first read stuff that they just, defensive backs really start to pick up on the tendencies.
Yeah.
It's the attention to detail that kills them more than anything.
Let's get to the other two here. Best QB now, best QB in 3 years. And if you want to weigh in on what you guys think, 713-572-4610 on the text page. Here's Charles Woodson.
Man, I don't think there's any question that is number 15 down in Kansas City, Patrick Mahomes, who will be the best quarterback in 3 years. If you won three already, you got a chance to win three in a row. And I'm going to imagine that in just 3 short years, he's still going to be the best quarterback in the game. So, Patrick Mahomes, keep doing your thing, baby.
So he went Mahomes and Mahomes. which I think is an acceptable answer.
I can't believe I ever gave Gronk credit for this. Now, and I'm mad at the producers for just not excluding Mahomes from it, but all right.
Well, we got one more. We got Julian Edelman. Here's Julian Edelman. Best QB now, best QB in 3 years.
Best quarterback today, right now, Josh Allen. Best quarterback still, though, Patrick Mahomes. Best quarterback in 3 years, CJ Stroud.
Okay. Wait a second. What the hell are you? Wait, did he say Josh Allen hands down right now?
Can we play Edelman?
Best quarterback today, right now, Josh Allen. Best quarterback still, though, Patrick Mahomes. Best quarterback in 3 years, CJ Stroud.
See, I hate that. I hate that the first...
Wait, I'm so confused.
I know. No, you're not. I hate that the
so
first...
So it's hands down Josh Allen, but then also still Pat Mahomes?
Yeah. I don't know what that means, and that's why it bothers me so much that Edelman had the correct answer for 3 years from now.
I didn't even hear what he said for 3 years from now. I swear to... He said CJ. Okay, just checking. I was still trying to wrap my brain around what he was saying.
Play it again.
Logic with
best quarterback today, right now, Josh Allen. Best quarterback still, though, Patrick Mahomes. Best quarterback in 3 years, CJ Stroud.
I feel like we are.
What the hell are you talking about?
I feel like we're electroshocking Seth right now by playing this over and over again. Hit him again, Ben. Well, hit him again. Hit
best
him
quarterback today, right now, Josh Allen. Best quarterback still, though, Patrick Mahomes.
Makes no sense.
Best quarterback in 3 years, CJ Stroud.
CJ Stroud. Yeah, you got that.
You remember now I was prepping for the LSATs a couple years ago?
I do.
I just for the hell of it, one afternoon I was like, I'm going to take some practice LSATs. That's what they do on the LSATs.
Yeah.
They give you these questions where you're like, well, clearly the answer is this. And then you realize you're completely wrong and you have to read the explanation. You're like, oh, my God, they bent my brain all to hell. So ever since then, I've learned, all right, if I'm feeling like clearly I'm right and they're the idiots, I got to be sure, like, is Edelman the LSATs here? Is he actually saying something deeply profound that I'm not picking up on?
Okay, now so we have a texter pointing this out. And keep in mind, this video is probably filmed before Josh Allen went 9 for 30 against the Texans.
Saying that, like, today, like, who I like out there today.
Yeah, like someone said, who is playing the best, think MVP, is not necessarily the best player in the league in general.
Okay. So maybe
that's where he was going with it. Josh Allen thing, the performance Allen had on Sunday further confuses it if you don't know when the video was shot. I'm guessing that was shot before the games on Sunday, you know,
it was Fox NFL Sunday. So,
yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
So we can take, that makes more sense now.
Yeah.
That's how he LSATed me, but it wasn't through. I give him no credit for it. It was me not getting the timeline right.
Are you ready for this petty cast, my friend?
Am I ever? Are you kidding me? I'm all pissed off at Edelman now.
I'm ready to go. That's what I told you, man. That was stretching out the hamstrings for the petty.
That is a former athletic college quarterback right there, sticking up for his own.
Oh, yeah.
The Julian Edelman trying to act like he's trying to go back and say that he should have been an All-American quarterback in college or something.
That's it. All right. Pettycast is up next. Text in. Participate. 713-572-4610. What are you petty about? Who did you see this weekend that was petty? We got some great audio in this segment, and that's coming up next.